We are aware of the body in the sitting posture, and we let the mind rest in the body, just as the body rests on the cushion. Taking a moment just to be with the body and to check in on the condition of the mind. Establishing mindfulness. In it, monitoring quality. Embodied mindfulness. And with the continuity of this embodied mindfulness, we now begin with a scan, internal earth element, from the head to the neck, shoulders, arms, hands, torso, hips, legs, and the feet. And we are aware of this whole body in the sitting posture, pervaded by the earth element, that quality of solidity, hardness. And wherever the body touches the ground, the cushion, the chair, external earth element. And we feel that pull of gravity. And we relax into that pull of gravity, allowing any tension in the body to simply sink away into the ground. And now expanding that perception of the external earth element to the front, moving on to the right, moving on to the back, moving on to the left, and moving on to complete the circle to the front. Aware of the earth element, vast, expansive, as if sitting on the planet Earth, supported by it, at one with it. And in constant exchange with the earth, through the food, beverage, temperature, and breathing. Breathing the oxygen produced by the plants on the surface of the earth. Constant interrelation with the earth. We are integral part of the earth. Completely dependent on it. With the continuity of whole body awareness, process of breathing, that monitoring quality of mindfulness alerts us sooner or later when the mind has become distracted. Smilingly we recognize if it is a short distraction. Just come back to the practice, to the present moment. If it is a longer distraction, we take the opportunity to investigate feeling tone and mental state, pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, greed, anger, delusion. And sooner or later, we find mind is temporarily free from these three. They do not right now manifest on the surface of the mind. And we take this momentary experience of temporary freedom as an occasion to rejoice. What a relief. Experiencing the wholesome joy caused by a wholesome condition of the mind. Can be very subtle, just a subtle, pleasant feeling of being in the present moment, strengthened by rejoicing. And with that subtle, pleasant feeling of being in the present moment, and whatever joy has manifest as the starting point, we move on to cultivate compassion. Using whatever tool we find appropriate for this purpose, a reflection, a word, an image, whatever helps us to arouse this mental attitude, this sublime quality of the mind of compassion, wishing for the absence of harm, the absence of suffering, the absence of affliction, the absence of pain. Compassion. May all beings be free from harm. Compassion. And having aroused compassion, we shift from doing to being. Just dwelling in that condition of compassion, allowing our whole body and mind to be completely suffused by compassion, drenched, soaked, permeated, filled to the brim. Being one with compassion, being compassion. And having become completely filled and at one with compassion, we allow compassion to shine out in all directions. Just like softly, gently withdrawing a curtain that surrounds a lamp, in the same soft and gentle manner, we open up in the front direction, allowing compassion to shine however far it wishes to shine. And moving in a circular fashion from the front, proceeding to the right, just softly, gently withdrawing the curtain, not trying to get anything, get anywhere, just withdrawing the curtain. Moving on to the back. To the left, coming to the front, above and below. Compassion in all direction. Boundless compassion. Immeasurable compassion. Embodied compassion. Embodied compassion that radiates out in all directions. And by way of supporting this dwelling in liberation of the mind through compassion, we can rely on the process of breathing, natural breathing, without any kind of interference. With every inhalation, we can give slightly more importance to the quality of compassion. And with every exhalation, slightly more importance to the spaciousness of the mind, the boundless condition. And having developed some familiarity with this practice, we find that naturally it leads to an opening of the heart in daily life situations. Naturally it encourages our cultivation, our embodying of the other divine abodes, metta, as a basic disposition of kindness, well-wishing, benevolence, that carries through all our activities, bodily, verbal, and mental. And sympathetic joy, the willingness to rejoice in the fortune of others, if it is of the wholesome type. And equanimity, the consummation of the divine abode. That openness of the heart that remains unshaken in all vicissitudes. Under the overarching intention, the wish for non-harm as compassion, the other divine abodes naturally start to fall in place, naturally flourish. But for the time being, coming back to the sitting practice, abiding in this boundless condition of compassion, for as long as it seems suitable. Mindfulness is there, letting us know whether it is good to continue or whether the time has come to move on. Listening to the condition of the mind, whether it wants to stay with compassion, just abide in the sublime attitude of the mind, or whether time has come to move on. And moving on in this approach to practice, we shift to equanimity, equanimity of insight. Aware of the process of breathing is to be aware of impermanence. The breathing is nothing but change. the body is so dependent on it. Body is also impermanent. And even the external earth, also impermanent. The mind, aware of these, also a changing process, impermanence. Everything changing, just a process, just a flux. Embodied mindfulness, aware of the breath, and aware of it as changing. Anything else we notice? Sound, smell, touch sensation, anything that pops up in the mind. We experience it all as pointers to the process character of experience, as corroborations of impermanence, of change. Everything just a flow, just a flux. And what is impermanent? By the very fact of being impermanent, cannot yield lasting satisfaction. And in this understanding, we allow dispassion to manifest. What passion for things that are anyway changing? We allow the flow of impermanence to wash away our passion, wash away our attachments, wash away our clinging. Dispassion. So peaceful, so calm. Continuity of awareness of the process of breathing, whole body awareness, mindfulness monitors, dispassion. And the more we become dispassionate, the more we are able to be at ease, to be at peace with the ending of things, with their cessation. Whatever it is, sooner or later, it is bound to come to an end. We check in with mindfulness to see how far we can take this contemplation of cessation on this particular occasion. Practicing it for a short or for a longer while. But even if it is only for short, at least briefly touching in on the theme of the ending of this body. This body is bound to die and fall apart. And even this whole planet Earth is bound to fall apart. All human civilization, all life on this planet is ultimately doomed to end. If you feel ready to intensify this practice, we can relate it to the breath. With every inhalation, aware that this could be my last breath. And with every exhalation, we relax and let go. Letting go. Breathing remains natural. We are not changing the breath in any way. Just a matter of paying attention. And if we wish to strengthen the practice further, more attention on the inhalation. On this uncertainty, cannot be completely sure even of the next breath. But if mindful monitoring makes it clear that it is better to take it a little softly and gently, give more importance to the relaxing and letting go with every exhalation. Relaxing and letting go. Relaxing and letting go. In this way, gradually learning to allow death to become part of our life. Allowing this process of healing to take place. Healing in the sense of becoming whole, complete, no longer running away from our own shadow, and becoming so alive through allowing death, our own and even the death of the whole of human civilization, to be part of our life. We become so much more alive. Precious opportunity. Let us make the best of it. Not squander it away in useless pursuits. Doing something meaningful. The meaningful contribution. For our own good. And for the good of others. And letting go. Letting go of all attachment, clinging, craving, defilement. I making, my making, letting go, for our own good, and for the good of others.